Hello and welcome to today's daily tarot card reading. Today I'm reading from Work Your Light Oracle cards by Rebecca Campbell. And the card that I've chosen is Trust the Niggle. What is your niggling feeling trying to tell you? That niggling feeling, that annoying niggling feeling, that inconvenient annoying niggling feeling. Try as you might, it's there. It ain't going anywhere. Most people spend years ignoring their niggling feelings, throwing their best dollops of stubbornness, ego, and post-rationalization to numb them out. It's exhausting. Until you face a niggle, life just throws more bait to awaken it, to draw your attention to the light within you that is bursting to come out. The niggle is an arrow pointing to what is standing in your way. The relationship, the conversation, the decision, the shift that needs to be made, the stone in your shoe. Often we feel the niggling feeling in our body first. Many people think that intuition is something from higher realms, but in fact it is our bodies that is the intuitive one. Working through our senses to deliver vibrational information, it takes a moment every day to scan your body to receive the intuitive intelligence and act on it quickly. You're being called to face the niggle now. If you don't face it, the universe will throw something much bigger and more obvious in your path, and then you will likely regret that you didn't answer the niggle in the first place. I know it's scary, but you are safe. Answer the niggle now. So, what is bothering you? What keeps creeping up? What keeps annoying you? Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It's usually something really small. And it's just, it eats away at you. It's like something simple like, I should clean my room today. I'll do it tomorrow. It's not that much to tidy up. And then it just piles and piles until it becomes like a massive effort to clean your room in one day, or to put your t-shirt away in your cupboard, or, you know, to do the laundry. It's really simple things that bother you. I should write that email. I should answer that email. I should listen to my voicemail messages. I should send that text message. I should take these to recycling, whatever. There's so many different little things that happen that you should be doing. And what that does is it opens up, you know, when I've said, well, everyone will say this, that when God closes the door, he opens the window. But once you get rid of the little things that you keep telling yourself that you're going to do, then you can focus more on the bigger things, because your focus has shifted. Whereas if your focus is halfway there on something, but it can't fully be there, like let's say you wanted to start working on a book, a writing project, right? But you're just like, I should really clean my room, I should clean your room, then start the book, so you don't have to worry about cleaning your room. Because when things are put on a back burner, they usually have a tendency to burn if you leave them alone for too long. Like this book says, the universe will keep throwing things at you until you realize and come to terms with what it is that's bothering you. Write things down is a good way of doing it. But then, of course, you need to pay attention to what you write down. So it's better to just sort of get small things out of the way to focus on the bigger picture. So what are your niggling things? Like I said, they can be literally anything, but once you resolve these small things, you'll see the bigger picture and you'll notice things coming into your life, and you'll have more focus and attentiveness, especially to yourself. Right, that's all from me today. I will be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.